child endowment is the payment that was made basically to the family payment that we get today. But at times, Aboriginal families weren't entitled to it, but when they did start to pay it, it was put into a so-called trust fund. So technically, it was being paid, but none of our Aboriginal families were able to get it because of this trust fund. So that was one area in which a lot of the monies owing to Aboriginal people never really reached its point of contact. And the other thing being also that a lot of our Aboriginal men and women worked as domestics on a lot of properties. Many of them were trained in institutions, and then they were sent out to work technically or supposedly to receive some wages, but the wages were sent to the boss cockies or whoever it might have been, and those wages were never ever passed on. So there's those sorts of claims that a lot of our people are saying is stolen wages. We never ever received those wages.
I've heard your name's Bulldog.
That's just my nickname. Everybody knows me as Bulldog around town. Well, I was born in Condobolin on the 5th of the 9th, 1947. I was brought up on Murrumbridge Mission until I was 12 years old. And it was pretty hard because most of the people only got rations, a bit of tea leaf, tea, flour, sugar, potatoes and onion. You know, and that's what more or less they lived on. And when they got a bit of meat, it was only the brisket. You never got legs of meat or shoulders of meat or chops. It was only the brisket. So we hunted all the time to get our meat to survive.
What do you think about this scheme for the government to pay back that money that disappeared?
Well, it's good to see them trying to do something right. But I think being brought up on the mission, that money could have went a long way.
Are you hopeful that maybe you will get some money back from the government?
Well, what I was looking at, if I got something back from the government, I'd want to fix my grandmother and grandfather's grave up, because my grandfather, he's a returned soldier, and all he's got a headpiece to go on there, and my grandmother's buried with him, but they got no cement slab. And I remember asking him once why he fought for Australia when he had no rights. And he said it was still his country.
What about your father's name? What was your father's name?
George Riley?
Okay, I'm here with William Frederick Riley. I think many people in Broken Hill would know him as Uncle Bill Riley.
Pretty well known around here. I was born in Whitecliffe on 12th of June 1934, which will make me 75 years of age on the 12th of June next month.
Tell me why you're here today, Bill.
Actually, I just came in and to inquire about a friend, and I was pulled up at the front desk and asked me, did I want to make a claim? Well, I said, I don't know whether I'm eligible or not. And I still don't know whether I'm eligible or not. I was farmed out on a property just out of Whitecliffe's pulper station at the age of 10. Where I was supposed to be receiving correspondence. But the old guy there that owned the property was pretty tough. And in the middle of summer, it's a 1944 drought, I'd be on foot shifting sheep from one water point to another, and that was pretty hard work. He had a mad dog, and that dog followed me and scattered the sheep, drove sheep into the dam, and a lot of them got bogged. He took after me with a stock whip because of this. And he got the whip caught on a tree branch. I grabbed the whip and pulled him out of the saddle. I ran back to the homestead and told old Mrs. Underwood, I'm going from here. I told her what happened, and she threw her arms around me and cried. So, middle of a heat wave, and I walked off the property 9 miles into Whitecliffe.
What was his date of birth, or where was he born?
My name is Isabel Bennett. I'm from Menindi. I'm here to put a claim in for my mother's lost wages and endowment. My mother was a very quiet lady. She had 10 children, 5 boys and 5 girls, and there's only 3 of us surviving now, and I'm the eldest of the 3.
Tell me about her story.
her story. She travelled up and down the river with her mum and that when she was a young girl. She probably worked on the stations on the Darling River.
Were you part of the stolen generation, or did you stay with your mum?
No, I was part of the stolen generation. I was taken up to Melville Island, over to Carrington first, over in South Australia, 1945, and then over up to Darwin, and then over to Melville, and that's where we stayed.
What do you think of this initiative?
Well, I think they're entitled for what was stolen off them and put in trust. And I think it should be given back, you know, to families that's surviving now. Mum had 10 children and there's only 3 of us alive. And I think it's only fair that the money should be given back to us.